you own a home or have plans to in the future? Or are you upside down in your mortgage and need help? Tune in right now to the Call Tony Real Estate Radio Show with Tony Petillo and her co-host Carla Dennis. This is where you come to learn about buying real estate. Here's Tony.
Hello, Los Angelinos. I'm your host, Tony Petillo, and you're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. I'm here with my co-host, Carla D. Carla Dennis in the house, and you can always reach out to us with your personal questions by jumping online and visiting calltony.com. That's calltony with an I.com. Or you can also call us on our off-air number. That's 888-309-9797. Again, that's 888-309-9797. This segment is brought to you by DaVita Home Finance. They are our preferred partners in mortgage lending. And we have yet another amazing show for you today. This week, Carla, we've got Lori Murphy. Lori is here in studio with us today. She's an attorney at Valency Rose. She specializes in real estate, construction, and business law. She's here to educate all of us about the pitfalls of real estate. Again, here to educate. This is general information. This is not attorney-client privilege stuff. She's not advising us. Please just understand this is for your information only. So we're really in for a treat there. And then, of course, we've got way over in Jake's Tech Corner. You're going to get a glimpse of Nestio. Nestio is a company that provides cutting-edge technology to streamline the renting process for renters and landlords. Man, every week we keep getting these great tips on this technology.
I know, it's awesome.
So I'm like, what is next, okay? So anyway, we're going to recap last week first before we get to our new guest.
We are, Tony. You know, last week we had a hot show. This week we're going to have a hot show. As the weather heats up here, we are going to continue to bring the heat. Last week we had Matt Williams on our show, and Matt Williams is from Williams Real Estate Advisors. He was so knowledgeable, Tony. He talked about how he used technology in his workplace. His tenants can pay their rent online.
Right.
He talked about being a partner with the landlords and walking with the landlords through their different transactions. He acts as an intermediary between the tenant and the owner concerns. Mm-hmm. So he really wants to make sure both parties are happy, both the tenant and both the owners of the buildings that he manages, which is really important. Very relationship oriented.
Very relationship driven. No, he had a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, we got several calls regarding his services, because there are a lot of homeowners and property owners, I should say, investment property owners that have these woes of managing tenants, toilets, and what's the other T? I can't ever remember that other T. There's the three T's. It's tenants, toilets, and trash. Maybe it's trash.
Tenants, toilets,
I don't know.
And time.
Yeah,
tenants,
and time.
Toilets, and headaches. Maybe it's TTH.
Maybe it is TTH.
And last week, we also had the fabulous Jake's Tech Corner, where Jake introduced Magic Plan, a time and cost savings app that draws a floor plan of a house and measures the square footage just by taking a picture. I tell you, Tony, this technology is really taking off.
Oh, it's super. I mean, every day now he's got me so that I'm looking at the app store, looking at the new apps that are coming out today. Like, you know, what's new on the app? I got a new app that I'm working with. It's called the Affirmation app.
Okay.
And you get to record your own affirmations in your own voice, right? And you can set it for a 20-minute run to just continue to repeat, so that it conditions you for those positive thoughts, right?
Oh, wow.
But what's cool about it is that you can go to sleep to it, and then in the morning, it wakes you up.
Oh, wow.
And then it has these beautiful gong sounds. And anyway, it's pretty cool. So here we go with the technology.
There you go. And Tony, what about our break-even calculator? I mean, we always talk about that, our 1-2-3 break-even calculator. And I know that's such a good piece of tool that our listeners can use. Expand upon that a little bit.
Well, the break-even calculator is specifically for people who are looking to find out where they sit with their value. They may be a little bit upside down. They may owe a little more than what the property's worth. But this tool is great, because what it will tell you is how long it's going to take you to break even.
Right.
Okay, so that's 123breakeven.com. 123breakeven.com. That's a phenomenal tool for you to assess how long it's going to take you to break even with your value based on what it looks like today. How much, you know, they're obviously going to base it on your interest rate,
right,
and your principal that's remaining. But it's a great tool. And we've also got the same tool for people who have equity in their properties. And it's that tool is iwantmyvalue.com.
Okay.
So this is an amazing time to sell today. And if you're looking to sell and you really want to get an idea as to what you might net in proceeds,
mm-hmm,
this tool will guide you through that whole process.
So, really,
so that's iwantmyvalue.com. So both of those are great, great tools to use for homeowners.
So whether you're thinking about short selling or thinking about selling with some equity, you have tools for both sides of the equation.
Tools for both sides of the equation, absolutely. Now, we've got Mark Latini with us today, and he's going to give us some insights on what's happening in the mortgage industry. What's up with the mortgage world today, Mark?
Hey, Tony and Carla, how are you doing?
Doing good. Great.
It's
awesome.
A great day to be in L.A.
Good. Well, yeah, the mortgage industry has been a little crazy. The rates, the markets are very, very volatile right now, so we've seen rates increase considerably over the last month.
Mm-hmm.
They're still at, you know, very low levels, but when you're looking at qualifying someone and you've quoted them, you know, down in the low threes, and all of a sudden now we're in the mid fours, it makes a big difference, and not just the rates they're going to get, but also what they qualify for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot. As a matter of fact, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but the market has kind of calmed down a bit.
Right.
In other words, there was just this mad rush of buyers that were competing, and you know, there was this multiple flurry and over the asking price and just crazy. And your properties, anything you put on the market was gone in 20 minutes.
Right.
Well, now it's not gone in 20 minutes because that tick of the interest rate just did just enough to where it kind of bumped some people out of that price point that they were looking for. Is that what you're finding, Mark?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely it did. And it's, you know, in my opinion, it's almost a good thing because we're, like you said, we're having this mad rush where people were almost panicking, thinking, I've got to get in, I've got to do this right now. And, you know, we had people removing appraisal contingencies and just saying, we don't care what appraisal is for, we'll just pay cash to cover the difference. And it was, you know, it was starting to look like a little bit of the past.
It's I was going to say, it started to feel like where we were before back in 2005, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's good for us to just take a breath and allow this market to adjust to what it needs to adjust to. And, you know, and then go from there. But, you know, clearly it's still an amazing time to purchase because even though the rates ticked up a hair, we're still at historically low rates. And
absolutely,
even though, you know, the market got real volatile there and very hot and heavy, we still are dealing with great prices. And for, you know, it's a great time to sell and it's a great time to buy. So it's still a wonderful market to be in here. So anything else you got new for us?
Yeah, definitely. I know you're talking about some of the pitfalls on the real estate side.
Yeah.
You know, on our side, I'd say the biggest mistake clients make is not contacting us soon enough.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is a lot of times buyers are very reluctant to go and get totally pre-approved.
Right.
And all of a sudden they find a property that's their dream home and they want to buy it.
Yeah.
And then they come to us and we get all the paperwork. And what happens a lot of times is, you know, some of these, a lot of the buyers need to be coached a little bit about what to do and not, you know, what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you put large deposits in your account with cash, there's certain things we can work with if we know in advance.
Sure.
And we'll get you set up so you're ready to buy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and this is one of the reasons I think you send your clients to us to get pre-approved, you know, well before they're making offers so you don't have these problems later.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest pieces of advice that I can give the listener today. You really do not wait until the last minute to get pre-approved. You don't know what kind of hiccups that you may encounter, and it has nothing to do with whether, I mean, it could be related to tax filings. It could be related to a credit score. I had a lady who had an 800 credit score, and she, at the last minute, there was something that was reported on her credit file that dropped her score down to the high sixes. And it was an error, but she had, and she didn't know, but she waited. Now here we are, we're right in the middle. I mean, matter of fact, I think you're handling that loan for us. as you know. We ended up having to take her off the loan, and now her husband is going to be the only person on that loan.
Wow.
So, you know, you can't wait till the last minute to get these things done. You've got to get pre-approved soon. Now, we so thank you for bringing that to us today, Mark. We are thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great show. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you soon. Coming up, we've got Carla D. with Your Money Matters. She's with Cohesive Tax. She's my co-host, and she's going to give us our weekly update on the tax world.
That's right.
And, of course, we have this week's guest, Lori Murphy, coming on with us. So we have got a rocking show for you, as always. You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. You can reach us online at calltony.com. That's calltony.com. Or you can call us on our off-air number at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. Stay close. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Call Tony Real Estate Radio. Visit calltony.com for more info. That's calltony.com.
Hi, I'm Michael DeVita, president and broker of DeVita Home Finance, a California wholesale mortgage corporation. DeVita Home Finance is the preferred mortgage lender for your host, Tony Petillo, and her team of realtors, and we proudly sponsor the Call Tony Real Estate Radio Show. DeVita Home Finance brokers loans through 45 national and regional banks, so we can offer borrowers the broadest mix of mortgage options and most aggressive interest rates in the industry. Not all lenders are the same, and that's why we continue to develop more bank relationships. Call us even if you were turned down by another bank. We might have an option for you. If you are looking to buy a home or refinance to 65-year historic low interest rates, please call me directly at 1-800-239-1103. You won't reach a call center. You will speak directly to me, and I will put you on a path to secure the best mortgage options available to you. Once again, you can reach me directly at 1-800-239-1103 or visit us online at www.devitahome.com. That's spelled D-I-V-I-T-A, home.com. Thank you very much.
Are you aware that in 2011 alone, termites caused over $5 billion in damage nationwide? Hi, my name is Tara Hernandez with Center Termite and Pest Control. We at Center Termite and Pest Control have been using eco-friendly products to effectively kill and control termite infestations for over 40 years. Call us for a free, no-obligation termite inspection at 866-548-2847 and prevent termites from eating your most valued asset. That's 866-548-2847. Center Termite and Pest Control, where your equity matters.
Would you buy a used car without getting the facts? Why buy a used home without getting the facts? Buying a home is a huge investment, and having an expert home inspection can mean the difference between the American dream and a real nightmare. LaRocca Inspections has helped over 100,000 buyers, giving them the knowledge to make an informed decision before spending their savings. Find out before you buy. Get the facts at LaRoccaInspect.com. LaRoccaInspect.com.
Loan modification. Clearly the difference between financial stability and foreclosure. But how do you know if a loan modification is the right choice for you and your family? Well, the CDA Law Center can help you determine that very quickly. As the only expert loan modification contributor and trusted partner on the Call Tony Real Estate Radio Show, our team of lawyers have decades of combined experience and over 300 five-star reviews on the TrustLink website. Here at the CDA Law Center, we take an honest, speedy approach to your situation and turn what could be a gruesome process into a wealth of information on what your options are for your home. If you think you could benefit from a loan modification, but you aren't totally sure, go now to 123breakeven.com. Simply fill in a few simple facts about your mortgage, and the Breakeven Calculator gives you a free report with all the numbers. Instantly, you'll know exactly how much equity you have in your property and how long it will take you to break even in the current market conditions. So act now to get your Breakeven Calculator report. And when you do, you'll also receive a free loan mod or short sale consultation with one of our expert attorneys. Don't wait. Go to 123breakeven.com. Again, that's 123breakeven.com.
When it comes to your tax strategy, guarantee you're interested in three things. You want someone who knows what they're doing when it comes to a successful tax strategy. You want to minimize your taxes as much as possible and keep as much of your hard-earned money in your pocket. Am I on the right track? Hi, my name is Carla Dennis, author, speaker, and CEO of Cohesive Tax. Reach me at 1-800-878-4051. We are a nationally recognized strategic tax firm here to serve individuals and business owners just like you. I've been featured in numerous print and online media, including MSNBC, Smart Money, Yahoo Finance, Consumer Reports, and even the Wall Street Journal. My passion lies in giving small and mid-sized business owners strategic tax strategies that will reduce their most expensive bill, your tax bill. For a free consultation, I can be reached at 800-878-4051, 800-878-4051. I can't wait to chat.
You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio on KTLK AM 1150. Now live in studio, your host and local real estate expert, Tony Petillo, and her co-host, Carla Dennis.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tony Petillo, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. If you have a real estate or finance question, now is the time to call us here at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. This segment is proudly brought to you by La Raca Home Inspections. Those are property inspectors that you can truly count on. So, Carla D., you're bringing it to us today. More technology from Carla D. This is the only CPA tax strategist, enrolled agent that I know that is just geeked up with technology and marketing. I mean, she is on the scene. Go on, girls.
Oh, my goodness, Tony. Well, hey, somebody has to love a tax world. I just happen to be one of those people.
Yeah.
So as we've been talking about technology lately, I wanted to talk to our listeners about how IRS is using technology to track what they're doing as individuals and business owners.
Right.
Many of you know that our government is short on revenue, so IRS is under tremendous pressure to close what we call the tax gap. And the tax gap really is what the government thinks people should be paying in taxes and what they are paying in income taxes.
Okay.
And right now, that's $300 billion is the tax gap.
Yikes.
Many tax professionals and watchdogs are very concerned about these sweeping changes that the IRS is implementing because they're just putting it out there. There's no clear guidelines, no clear law on how they should be doing this. But let me tell you what they are doing, Tony. The IRS has now began tracking data.
Okay.
Many consumers are already familiar with cookies on the internet, where if you go to different websites,
right,
certain ads will pop up based on what you're trending, what you're Googling.
Yes.
Well, IRS is starting to do that as well. They're using cookies to track what people are talking about on the internet. They're using Facebook and other social media tools to see exactly what you're talking about.
Shut up.
They're doing what
that
we call...
That is crazy.
I know. It's,
that's crazy.
I am like... over the top about this.
I thought they were so backed up and they couldn't.
They're not that backed up. Somebody's out there being smart. They've hired some private firms outside of government to help them do this. It's not being done internally. It's being done outside of the government by some private industry firms that obviously have the expertise to access Social Security numbers, health records, your credit card transactions, what you're buying. And what's really interesting, Tony, is they are going for what they call like lifestyle type audits, where people will say on paper that they're broke.
Right.
But they're on Facebook posting pictures of themselves at the river, and I'm in New York, and I'm in Hawaii. How are you doing these things if you're claiming that you're broke?
Right.
So now they're matching up the social data with what taxpayers are putting on paper and saying, hold on, something's not quite
Not in alignment here.
Exactly. We need to flag an audit. So this is a huge, huge part of what is happening out there. They are sorting 32,000 categories of data on individuals, and they are getting statistics, and eventually they're going to start using it.
This is serious information. By the way, listeners, if you need to call Carla for a consultation, this information alone is riveting.
It is.
Because there is there's no privacy anymore, right? There's no privacy. I went to that convention in Fiji.
Right.
And they talked about this very thing that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The very interesting thing is that soon banking is going to be run through like an iTunes.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole thing of privacy is over.
It's over.
There's no more privacy. I don't care who you are and how you're trying to hide. Eventually, they're breaking us all down to where we're just going to have to be transparent.
Right. Everybody has to be transparent because what happens on Facebook goes directly to IRS now. Mm. What's happening on eBay goes directly to IRS now. And they've already started that partially by having people that get these third-party payers like PayPal.
Right.
You can run your cell phones and take credit card payments. And before, that type of information wasn't privileged to IRS.
Sure.
But when IRS threw out that new health care bill came about, in that health care bill was a new little tax law that said all of these third-party payers, merchant companies, have to now report to IRS how much money Carla has run through eBay, how much I've run through PayPal.
Wow.
So it's all starting to mesh up, and people really are going to start seeing a real big boom in audits, and really it's time to get our house in order.
Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend for people to do at this point?
I recommend, as always, for people to be very transparent. It's not about trying to hide from IRS. It's really trying to figure out what's the best strategy for the amount of income that I'm making. Mm-hmm. I tell my taxpayers, please report all of your income, because not reporting your income is fraud.
Right.
Let's get all your income reported the proper way, and then let's find out the best strategy to reduce your tax bill legally.
Mm-hmm.
So the listeners can go to Virtual Carla, my new tool that's out there, technology at its best.
I love it.
VirtualCarlaWithAK.com, and you can get a virtual tax strategy. You'll see me, we'll chat, and we will get you where you need to go.
Well, there it is. I love that. Virtual Carla. So it's VirtualCarla.com?
VirtualCarla.com.
VirtualCarlaWithAK.com.
Can you imagine?
I'm going there to see what you're doing. I want to check it out. Wow, that is crazy. I'm almost speechless right now with this whole technology thing. It's over the top.
It is.
It's totally over the top. Well, we're really excited to have with us today Lori Murphy. She's an attorney at Valency Rose, and with civil engineering degrees and more than 20 years of law practice, Lori's unique skills in real estate and construction litigation matters set her apart from most attorneys in several of her practice areas. Her clients include high-end residential and commercial property owners, including corporate partnerships and individual property owners, contractors and developers, and other real estate professionals, as well as business owners. As a member of the firm for over 20 years and the head of its litigation practice group for over 10 years, Ms. Murphy manages and mentors an experienced group of litigators that are noted for their ability to efficiently solve their clients' complex disputes. So I want to welcome you to the show, Lori. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks, Tony. It's a real pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to some of your great insights. Again, I know you're giving us information only, and you're not here to advise us on one way or the other, but this is a great educational expedition, right, Carla?
That's right. General information is important, and that information can be used to later contact her if need be.
Right, exactly. So tell us a little bit about your background, your education. What led you to Valency Rose?
Well, I started out in college and graduate school studying civil engineering, and I was working as an engineer and decided I really wanted to follow law, so I went to law school.
Wow.
And when I got out, I started practicing in the construction area.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a construction law almost exclusively for a couple of years, and it's a natural progression from construction to real estate. I mean, the two are very, very related. So now I've sort of melded the whole thing, and I do pretty much everything construction and real estate related.
Wow. So there's a such thing as construction law.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's
interesting. That's the whole practice area.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. So tell us about what distinguishes Valency Rose from other law firms, because now you've been with Valency these several years, and I know it's a very unique kind of a boutique arrangement.
It is. We're a group of 16, 17 lawyers, and we have tax people that specialize in tax and estate planning that do transactional work, real estate, and other types of commercial transaction. Mm-hmm. We have family lawyers, and we have people in the entertainment industry or entertainment law as well. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I like about the firm is we are very experienced lawyers.
Got it.
If you come to us, we don't put you with a, you know, somebody that's just out of law school. Not that there's anything wrong with just being out of law school. Everybody's got to learn.
Sure.
Because you get an experienced lawyer, typically your bills are less, and we can handle your matter or your dispute more efficiently.
Got it. That's beautiful. And for our listeners who don't understand the process of litigation, which is, I know, one of your specialties, can you explain what that looks like in your role?
Well, litigation is a couple of things. It can be a court case, or it can be a binding arbitration. Mm-hmm. And a court case is typically commenced with the filing by the plaintiff of a complaint, and then the defendant or the defendants have to respond to the complaint. There's a process called discovery where each side is required, if asked, to disclose information, documents, answer questions, give depositions, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The purpose of which is to prepare each to so that each side knows what the other side's position is factually and in some instances legally, so that if the case goes to trial, the intent is that there aren't any surprises at trial. That's the intent. Does it always happen that way? Of course not.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, now we're gonna go to break real quick, but when we come back, we're going to continue that dialogue. When we come back, Lori's going to talk to us about what she calls the pitfalls of real estate and how you can, you know, protect yourself. You're listening to Call Tony, Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. You can always reach out to us with your personal questions by jumping online and visiting calltony.com. Again, that's calltony.com. You can also call us on our off-air number. That's 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Call Tony Real Estate Radio. Visit calltony.com for more info. That's calltony.com.
Hi, I'm Michael DeVita, President and broker of DeVita Home Finance, a California wholesale mortgage corporation. DeVita Home Finance is the preferred mortgage lender for your host, Tony Petillo, and her team of realtors, and we proudly sponsor the Call Tony Real Estate Radio Show. DeVita Home Finance brokers loans through 45 national and regional banks, so we can offer borrowers the broadest mix of mortgage options and most aggressive interest rates in the industry. Not all lenders are the same, and that's why we continue to develop more bank relationships. Call us even if you were turned down by another bank. We might have an option for you. If you're looking to buy a home or refinance to 65-year historic low interest rates, please call me directly at 1-800-239-1103. You won't reach a call center. You will speak directly to me, and I will put you on a path to secure the best mortgage options available to you. Once again, you can reach me directly at 1-800-239-1103. Or visit us online at www.DeVitaHome.com. That's spelled DIVITA home.com. Thank you very much.
Did you lose equity on your home and are falling behind in your mortgage? Is the threat of foreclosure constantly weighing on your mind? We know how overwhelmed you must feel, but there is hope. At LA City Short Sales, Tony Petillo and her team of experts can help you sell your home and free yourself from toxic debt. Following a thorough analysis of each situation by our team, we will work with you and your lenders to come up with the appropriate loss mitigation solution. Call us today for a free no-obligation consultation to see if a short sale is right for you. 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. Free yourself from the stress of toxic debt.
When it comes to your tax strategy, guarantee you're interested in three things. You want someone who knows what they're doing when it comes to a successful tax strategy. You want to minimize your taxes as much as possible and keep as much of your hard-earned money in your pocket. Am I on the right track? Hi, my name is Carla Dennis, author, speaker, and CEO of Cohesive Tax. Reach me at 1-800-878-4051. We are a nationally recognized strategic tax firm here to serve individuals and business owners just like you. I've been featured in numerous print and online media, including MSNBC, Smart Money, Yahoo Finance, Consumer Reports, and even the Wall Street Journal. My passion lies in giving small and mid-sized business owners strategic tax strategies that will reduce their most expensive bill, your tax bill. For a free consultation, I can be reached at 800-878-4051, 800-878-4051. I can't wait to chat.
Would you buy a used car without getting the facts? Why buy a used home without getting the facts? Buying a home is a huge investment, and having an expert home inspection can mean the difference between the American dream and a real nightmare. LaRocca Inspections has helped over 100,000 buyers, giving them the knowledge to make an informed decision before spending their savings. Find out before you buy. Get the facts at LaRoccaInspect.com. LaRoccaInspect.com.
Home values are on the rise, and you may have plenty of equity, as much as 20%. Hello, I'm Tony Patillo, the leading real estate broker in the greater Los Angeles area. My team and I specialize in helping homeowners list and sell their homes in as little as 21 days. Now, about that equity? Find out right now with a free report from my home profit calculator at iwantmyequitynow.com. That's iwantmyequitynow.com. With this free report, you'll know whether or not you have equity, how much the closing cost would be if you sold, and how much money you'd walk away with after you've sold. So go to iwantmyequitynow.com and find out today.
Are you aware that in 2011 alone, termites caused over $5 billion in damage nationwide? Hi, my name is Tara Hernandez with Center Termite and Pest Control. We at Center Termite and Pest Control have been using eco-friendly products to effectively kill and control termite infestations for over 40 years. Call us for a free, no-obligation termite inspection at 866-548-2847 and prevent termites from eating your most valued asset. That's 866-548-2847. Center Termite and Pest Control, where your equity matters.
You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio on KTLK AM 1150. Now live in studio, your host and local real estate expert, Tony Patillo.
Welcome back, Los Angeles. I'm Carla Dennis, and you're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio on KTLK AM 1150. This segment is proudly brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Always protecting your assets. Responsibility? What's your policy? If you're just tuning in, we have a hot show with, we're talking to Lori Murphy from attorney at Valencia and Rose. And Lori, right before we went to break, you were talking about the different types of arbitration and mediation.
Well, I was talking, Carla, thanks. I was talking about lawsuits, and I think I finished with describing the discovery process and the fact that the basis for the discovery process is so that there really aren't any surprises, so everybody knows what everybody's position is at trial, you know, and you can make a decision if you want to settle before going to trial. If you do have a trial in the civil courts, the loser gets to appeal, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you can start the appellate process. There's another form of dispute resolution, which is called binding arbitration. And binding arbitration is where the parties agree either before a dispute arises or after a dispute arises to submit the dispute not to a sitting judge in the civil courts, but mm-hmm. to someone who resolves disputes or decides disputes for a living.
Right.
And oftentimes they are lawyers that are specialists in the area of dispute. Mm-hmm. They are retired judges. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they are neither retired judges nor lawyers. Mm-hmm. Most people use lawyers or retired judges. Okay. Basically, an arbitration is a private trial where the either side, both sides, I should say, pay the arbitrator to hear the evidence and to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And the decisions are binding.
Right.
And they're enforceable once a decision is made. Someone goes to court to get it enforced, and then it's enforced like a judgment.
Okay.
What you give up in an arbitration are appellate rights.
Mm-hmm.
You give up a jury.
Okay.
And sometimes you give up the right to have as much information as you would have had you been in a civil case.
Now I'm going to ask a quick question.
Sure.
Because I know our listeners are, you know, we're talking from a layman perspective.
Absolutely.
Appellate. What is explain the appellate?
Well, we have courts of appeal, uh-huh. and their job is to right the wrongs of the trial courts.
Got it. Okay. Excellent.
If you do end up in arbitration, I gave some examples of the reasons it doesn't work for everybody, mm-hmm. but sometimes you can save money by doing it. You can have it resolved sooner. And sometimes that's important to people.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
arbitration and litigation, they're never, you know, there's never a one size fits all.
Right. Right.
And the third dispute resolution that a lot of people, I think, have heard about is mediation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
mm-hmm.
some misconceptions, I think, in the general public about what a mediation is. A mediation is not anything that ends up in a decision being made by anybody that's enforceable. What it is, it's a third party who tries to get the disputing parties to resolve their differences.
Uh-huh.
So it is the means of settling a case,
yeah.
not deciding a case.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And mediations can be very, very effective, and you can end up saving a lot of money in the long run if you mediate before everything gets blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Because lawsuits and arbitrations, they're very, very expensive these days.
I would say, and you know, I hear that California is one of the most litigious states in the country. Would you?
We've been accused of that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now, I would love for you to talk about some of the pitfalls. I mean, this real estate law, I know from just dealing in my arena, we're always dealing with very, very touchy matters. What would you give us an oversight of what some of the pitfalls of real estate,
sure.
frequent traps, the gray areas related to
sure.
real estate and the law?
Sure. I'm talking mainly about residential and commercial purchases and sales
yeah.
here. Now, we live in California. Real estate is very pricey in California
yes.
compared to the rest yeah. of the rest of the country. And think about this. If you were buying, or one of your clients was buying a business mm-hmm. and spending millions of dollars on a business, mm-hmm. would you close it without having a lawyer look over the deal?
No way.
I don't think so.
No.
So I think it's a mistake
yeah.
And a pitfall for a purchaser, or sometimes a seller, to rely solely upon their broker
right.
or their agent.
Right.
Real estate transactions, even a residential one where the money may not be great, they can be incredibly complex.
Absolutely.
And you can have somebody having to sign like 2 inches of documents.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the complexity and the dollars involved, in a lot of cases, I think people are better served if they have a lawyer look over the deal.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not here to bash real estate professionals. I think they're, you know, most of them are terrific and they're ethical, et cetera. But they do hold a lot of power in a transaction,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that get paid, but they don't get paid till you close.
Right.
And so I think there can be biases.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, mm-hmm. but I think they can exist.
Sure.
So it does sometimes make sense for somebody to hire a lawyer to look over the deal.
You know, we often recommend to our clients, I know I do, I let them know I cannot advise them from a legal perspective, and I highly encourage them to get an attorney to review these documents.
I think you know? That's wise.
Yeah.
I think that's wise
yeah.
because, you know, brokers and agents, man, they can get the property listed. They can get mm-hmm. lots of buyers in there.
Right.
But again, a transaction, a real estate transaction is sort of fraught with problems.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them close with yeah. without any problem, but a lot of them don't.
Yep, exactly. So as you know, my clients, or my business, specializes in clients who must sell, not by choice. So do you find that that clients in this situation are often victims of these pitfalls because they often don't have the time to properly vet their representation, or they don't have the money to invest in having an attorney review their things? I deal with people who must sell, not by choice. Either they're upside down in value, they're short, or they're going through bankruptcy, or they're going through a divorce, or they're elderly and they've got a downsize, and maybe they're dealing with a reverse mortgage and it's upside down. But there are all these scenarios. Would you say these are victims of these pitfalls?
I think most of my pitfalls have to do with advising buyers, except for the disclosure obligations that sellers have, and we can get into that a little bit later.
That's interesting.
So I think most of the pitfalls, though in a perfect world, everything, a lawyer, you know, would bless everything that's done. But we don't live in a perfect world, and your clients are not
sure.
Perfectly situated.
Sure, absolutely. And do you deal with clients that are in foreclosure? What are the best ways that one can legally protect oneself during this situation?
Well, foreclosure is a loaded question
these days.
That's
an animal of its own. I knew I was asking a loaded question, but I just had to throw it out there. Why not?
And, you know, there are people that are in foreclosure for different reasons. I typically don't represent people that are in foreclosure, but sometimes, you know, you're in that situation, you really don't have a choice. Right. You have to understand, and I'm sure you know with the short sales, your credit's going to be effective if you go through a foreclosure.
Sure.
And it's going to be some time before it's cleaned up. You may not have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, before it gets bad with the lender, you can approach them. See if you can do a loan modification.
Right.
See if you can get a forbearance agreement. And I know you help people to do that.
Yeah.
Try, you know, if you don't have to go into foreclosure, I guess try not to because of the the problems it's going to, you're going to end up with, you know, for several years after it happens.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a second on the property, unless it was related to the purchase of the property, it's not going away.
Yep.
Right. When the foreclosure happens, the lender can still come after you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do ultimately decide you're going to challenge the legitimacy of the foreclosure process or the loan, the underlying loan itself,
right.
Make sure you get somebody that knows how to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of times people just need to buy time.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that by filing a lawsuit and getting a restraining order if the court will give it to them. If they have, they can make a case that either the foreclosure wasn't done by the book or the loan wasn't done by the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. We're gonna come right back, Lori. This is good stuff.
Exactly.
Good stuff. You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. Feel free to call us anytime, 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. We're having a great time. We're getting some good stuff for you. Stay close. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Call Tony Real Estate Radio. Visit calltony.com for more info. That's calltony.com.
Hi, I'm Michael DeVita, president and broker of DeVita Home Finance, a California wholesale mortgage corporation. DeVita Home Finance is the preferred mortgage lender for your host, Tony Petillo, and her team of realtors, and we proudly sponsor the Call Tony Real Estate Radio Show. DeVita Home Finance brokers loans through 45 national and regional banks, so we can offer borrowers the broadest mix of mortgage options and most aggressive interest rates in the industry. Not all lenders are the same, and that's why we continue to develop more bank relationships. Call us even if you were turned down by another bank. We might have an option for you. If you're looking to buy a home or refinance to 65-year historic low interest rates, please call me directly at 1-800-239-1103. You won't reach a call center. You will speak directly to me, and I will put you on a path to secure the best mortgage options available to you. Once again, you can reach me directly at 1-800-239-1103 or visit us online at www.devitahome.com. That's spelled D-I-V-I-T-A, home.com. Thank you very much.
Did you lose equity on your home and are falling behind in your mortgage? Is the threat of foreclosure constantly weighing on your mind? We know how overwhelmed you must feel, but there is hope. At LA City Short Sales, Tony Petillo and her team of experts can help you sell your home and free yourself from toxic debt. Following a thorough analysis of each situation by our team, we will work with you and your lenders to come up with the appropriate loss mitigation solution. Call us today for a free no-obligation consultation to see if a short sale is right for you. 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. Free yourself from the stress of toxic debt.
Are you aware that in 2011 alone, termites caused over $5 billion in damage nationwide? Hi, my name is Tara Hernandez with Center Termite and Pest Control. We at Center Termite and Pest Control have been using eco-friendly products to effectively kill and control termite infestations for over 40 years. Call us for a free, no-obligation termite inspection at 866-548-2847 and prevent termites from eating your most valued asset. That's 866-548-2847. Center Termite and Pest Control, where your equity matters.
Home values are on the rise, and you may have plenty of equity, as much as 20%. Hello, I'm Tony Patillo, the leading real estate broker in the greater Los Angeles area. My team and I specialize in helping homeowners list and sell their homes in as little as 21 days. Now, about that equity? Find out right now with a free report from my home profit calculator at iwantmyequitynow.com. That's iwantmyequitynow.com. With this free report, you'll know whether or not you have equity, how much the closing cost would be if you sold, and how much money you'd walk away with after you sold. So go to iwantmyequitynow.com and find out today.
You're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio with local experts Tony Patillo and our co-host Carla Dennis. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. You can call us right now with your questions at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. So this segment is proudly brought to you by Center Termite and Pest Control, where your equity matters. If you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Lori Murphy of Valencia Rose, and she was just getting ready to give us the real pitfalls, the pitfalls of dealing with real estate law.
Okay, well, let me go back to that. It can be a mistake for a buyer to retain third-party vendors based solely upon the recommendation of their broker. And it's also problematic if you do hire an inspector to rely solely on the inspector's report. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that that report doesn't cover. There's a lot of disclaimers in it. You need to find out as much as you can about the property you're purchasing. I always recommend that people go get somebody to go to the building department, find out whether everything that exists on the property is permitted, because the consequences of not doing that can be very dire and very expensive.
Yeah, for sure. Great tip.
It's also a mistake not to understand the title that you're purchasing. We have title insurance that protects you somewhat, but a lot of people buy property without understanding that there might be easements over it, and not really understanding what their obligations or their rights are with regard to those easements. They might also purchase property that has an easement over someone else's property.
Right.
And there must be hundreds, if not thousands, of appellate-reported decisions on easements. So that is an area that gets litigated a lot. So understand what you're buying. If you don't understand title, get copies of the underlying documents and hire somebody to explain it to you. On condominiums, if you're going to buy a condominium, I think you should obtain information, as much information as you can, from the HOA. Yeah. And if you're selling one, make sure you arrange for the HOA to provide sufficient documentation to the buyer. A buyer of a condominium wants to know what his dues are. He wants to know, and he's entitled to know, if there's existing litigation. There's existing litigations that's going to continue for some time and up his dues.
Sure.
He wants to know that. He wants to know how many people own as opposed to rent. All of those things are very, very important.
They want to know how much their reserves are. How much money do they have in reserves? Yeah, for sure.
If the reserves are too low, what happens is you end up with increased dues or decreased services.
Yeah.
Make sure you pay attention to the contingency periods in the purchase agreement. That is really problematic if you don't, or it can be problematic if you don't. And if you're purchasing property with another person that's not your husband or wife, make sure you understand what you're doing. That is a minefield.
Okay, so I know that you currently do a number of seminars, and you are a faculty member at UCLA Extension. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I've taught in the past some classes at UCLA Extension on landlord-tenant law.
Nice.
I've done a lot of seminars on landlord-tenant law and seminars on construction litigation and also general real estate litigation.
Great. Yeah, I want to thank you so much for coming on with us today. I can see that we have to have you back, because there are a lot of other subjects that we can cover with you.
We could talk for a long time.
So thank you again for being here with us today. If you're dealing with real estate or construction-related matters and think you might need some legal consultation, please visit Lori's website. That's www. V is in Victor, R, M is in mother, L-A-Law. That's LAW.com. That's VRMLALaw.com. Or you can call us on our off-air number at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797, and we'll connect you to Lori or a member of her team. Now it's time for Jake's Tech Corner. Go ahead, Jake.
All right, Tony, it's good to be here. We have a really cool technology tool today that I want to tell you about. It's called Nestio, and we've got the CEO, Karen Mayo, with us. Karen is the CEO and co-founder of this company, which is one of the 11 companies in the first Techstars New York City class. Having become deeply acquainted with the nuances of apartment hunting in New York City, Karen and her co-founders created Nestio, which is the easiest way for landlords, brokers, and renters to manage and communicate information in real time, all in one place. Prior to Nestio, Karen lent her business expertise to corporate sales positions at powerhouse brands like Nike and the Wall Street Journal. We're really excited to have you here. Karen, are you with us?
I'm here, Jake.
That is awesome.
How are you guys?
Karen, it's very nice to have you on. I'm so excited to hear more about this renters and the landlord tools. We had last week we had a property manager specialist, property management specialist on. So everybody's getting on the bandwagon with these new tools. So give us what you got.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the background and the formation of Nestio.
Sure, guys. Yeah, I'd love to. So Nestio was basically created out of kind of my own pain point. I'm really scratching my own itch with this tool. I've lived in New York for over a decade, and I've moved pretty much every single year. And, you know, I experienced the pain points of really what it's like to rent a home in a major city. Mm-hmm. And, really what I discovered was that, you have listings kind of scattered around the internet, and you had various sources that, you could search listings and, but there was really no way to make sense of them. So, what I mean by that was when I found listings that I liked, I would, write them down on a piece of paper or send an email and shoot it off to my roommate. Or eventually, I think I got a little bit more savvy and I created a spreadsheet. But the point was that I had all these kind of siloed offline tools to manage and share information. So, my co-founder and I really looked at that and we kind of dove deep into our prior apartment hunts and we said, why don't we bring that online? Why don't we create a very simple web and mobile tool for renters to save information all in one place and then to, collect it, so take notes on it, star their favorites, share them very quickly and easily with their roommate or their significant other, et cetera, and just kind of house all that information in one central location.
Mm-hmm.
We were part of Techstars, which is an accelerator program based in Boulder, and we were part of their first New York class. And, during that time, we started to build and form partnerships and talk to a lot of renters and landlords and brokers. And, we launched the product, and that's been going great. And then we started to dive a little deeper into the landlord and the broker side of things. And, what we found was, a lot of the listings on a lot of these third-party sites seem to be fairly inaccurate. And this is something that the renters told us themselves. So then we spoke to brokers and landlords, especially property managers, and we said, guys, how do you make sense of this information? How do you manage inventory on your end before it ends up in front of the end user or the renter?
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was landlords, they use spreadsheets too, and whiteboards and fax machines. And, yes, they have property management tools and software, but when it comes to listings management and managing inventory, they were using spreadsheets as well. So my co-founder and I looked at this and we said, hey, let's do the same exact thing that we did on the renter side. Let's replace those spreadsheets and those whiteboards, and let's create a very simple inventory management tool for property managers and landlords. So that's what we did. And, the idea is that property managers can load all of their inventory into Nestio and will automatically publish listings to their website, automatically update brokers if they work with them, and then also, keep track of things internally. So the folks in your management team or on your leasing team can keep track of what's available rather than having to rely on emails or shared drives, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that you update one touch point and everything else is taken care of for you. And that's pretty much the vision. The idea is that we can kind of centralize rental information, given that, you know, there isn't an MLS for the rental industry, try to centralize that information, make it real time, and hopefully make it easier for everybody involved.
Great. Karen, we're running a little low on time. Just before we leave you today, we know it's only in New York City right now. When is it expanding nationally? When can we expect it in LA? Because we're eager for it.
Yeah, well, so we're, you know, I mean, we just launched the landlord platform in New York about a few weeks ago. We're actively looking at other, you know, key metro markets, obviously LA being chief among them. And you guys will be my first call as soon as we plan to roll it out.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, as soon as it's in LA, we'll have you on for a full guest appearance. Thank you so much for being
that.
Here.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely get you on again soon.
So I can go to Nesteo.com right now and get more information on this. Is that correct, Karen?
Exactly. Exactly. Go to Nesteo.com right now.
Awesome. Okay.
And just click the contact button.
Perfect.
And let us know who you are.
Thank you so much. I want to give a big
Karen.
Thank you to Mike McNee, our senior account manager of the Clear Channel, our producer and engineer, Phil Giangrande, our assistant producer to the host, Jake Lefferman, and the amazing family of support here at KTLK AM 1150. I want to thank my co-host, Carla Dennis, and we want to remind you that we're here every Saturday at 3 p.m. on calltony.com. Excuse me. That's called Tony Real Estate Radio on KTLK AM 1150, where we're committed to bringing you tools for positive change. If you tuned in late and you'd like to go back and listen to the full show, please go to calltony.com. That's calltonywithani.com and click on the previous show's link. You can always call us on our off-air number. That's 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. We want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and friend us on Facebook. And as always, we want you to have a magical, magical weekend. Thanks for tuning in.